Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Fanboy Comics Podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Clay, and of course, this week is Food Wars for the volume review. Sorry, that got my words all twisted up. For the volume review Wednesdays. Now, you're probably wondering why I didn't have a show last Friday or Saturday. Saturday was a bye week for the Shonen Jump Saturdays. Now, we do have new chapters there, so there will be an episode on Saturday. But for Friday, I was looking at the digital first. It looks like from now on, what I'm going to be doing is I'm actually going to be waiting every other week for the digital first Fridays, just because the way the digital firsts work is basically two chapters make up one story. And that makes sense because usually two chapters will be printed and then sold as one issue. So we will wait to do that. And quite honestly, I did not like the first two chapters of the Truth and Justice with Vixen. The panel layout and everything else was just really, really weird. Issue number three of that will be, I believe, a Constantine story. So we will go ahead and check that out. And of course, we still have the Super Sons book as well as the Sensational Wonder Woman. So when I get, concrete stories, as in the two chapters that make up one story, I will go ahead and review those on the Digital First Fridays. But until then, we will have our volume reviews every Wednesday and, of course, the Saturday show whenever there is new chapters. And this week, there's actually a new chapter of freaking Dragon Ball Z. It came in a little bit earlier than it usually does. It usually comes out on Fridays, but it came out today. So I'm actually very, very excited to talk about that on Saturday's show. But let's go ahead and get started with Food Wars Food Wars Volume 1. It goes all the way into the chapters of, I believe, 5. It's chapters 1 through 5. On the physical volume, there is an extra story at the very end. And it's almost like an alternative version of the first volume entirely. I'm okay with it. It actually is kind of fun. Or at least the first chapter, I think. It's kind of a mixture of the first two chapters. And it's fun. If you would like to go check it out, please do. I'm not going to be reviewing that. I'm going to be reviewing the main story, chapters 1 through 5. Of course, we follow the story of Soma Yukihira, right? Soma Yukihira and his father, Jashiro. They call him Joe. We will find out that he actually is a great and like just amazing cook, and he goes to New York, but we will talk about that later. We actually open up with father and son having some sort of competition to see who in fact is the better cook, and this person who is taste testing actually picks out the father's fried rice. And so we do find out that he has lost in this whole like cooking war that they have every once in a while. He has lost 489 times, but the really cool thing that I love, because I actually right before I started recording this, I actually watched the first two episodes of the anime. And it coincides with the first two chapters here. And I actually kind of enjoy it. I will say, whenever it comes to the anime, I do try to watch it dubbed, just in case I need to walk away. I can still kind of hear it. And of course, because I usually read the manga first, I kind of know what should be shown on the screen, and just listening to it makes it a lot easier. And of course, if it's subbed, I need to watch it completely. But I did not like the dubbed version of this. I felt like it was very, very off. the voices sounded a little weird. And I think it was mainly because I probably had the subtitles on there. And the subtitles were translating the Japanese and weren't really corresponding with the English dub. So it was saying two different things with the subtitles and the voice. So maybe that was kind of throwing me off as well on Netflix. But the really cool thing that I love about Soma and his father is that they both admit in the very beginning of this book that they kind of go off and try their own thing. They you know, because the funny gag here is Soma actually created a new dish, which is a grilled squid with peanut butter. And he does feed it to one of his friends. And she says that it basically tastes like she's being molested by an octopus or a squid. This is our first taste of what kind of book this is. And I've already said Luke from our manga chat, Luke Hollywood, you're going to get me in trouble with this series. You're definitely going to get me in trouble with this series because it is spicy, if you know what I'm talking about. I saw this, I was like, okay, this is the kind of book that it is. And the big thing here in the first chapter is that there is some sort of businesswoman that comes in a little bit after hours and kind of threatens Soma and his father, basically saying, hey, I'm going to take over this property and I'm going to build a hotel. Y'all need to get out. And Soma says that'll never happen. And she's like, well, why not? He's like, because we've, you know, sworn to always stay open and, you know, we're here for our neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, what if you couldn't, you know, feed anybody who comes in? He's like, oh, well, if we couldn't feed anybody, then we will, you know, most likely close our doors and that'll be it. So the next day he gets a call from his dad, which it felt a little off here. The way they kind of, like the panel progression, it just felt very odd, but it was supposed to feel odd. And it plays very well in the anime as well. His dad is, you know, saying, hey, I need to run some errands. Don't open up shop. Just, you know, go about your day. And Soma's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll do that. No problem with that. But he goes in and the shop has been ransacked. Meat has been ruined. Food thrown all over the floor. And he goes into the front of the business because he notices the door is open and their sign has just been ruined. It looks like maybe somebody egged it or whatever. And the businesswoman is there with her bodyguards, whatever you want to call them, associates, whatever. And she, you know, says, hey, I want a meaty dish because didn't you say if you couldn't do it, you would close down your doors? And he's like, yeah, that's a challenge. You're on. Let's do it. And if I do give you this dish and you are satisfied, you will never come back. And so she's very confused by his confidence. She goes to one of her associates. It's like, hey, didn't you ruin everything? Didn't you empty out the fridge? He's like, yes, I swear we did. Like, we ruined the entire thing. And Soma just goes to town. He just starts cooking and cooking and cooking. Chopping up vegetables, all sorts of stuff. He puts something in the oven, and then it comes out, and there's a giant thing of meat that it looks like. And, you know, everybody's confused. And Soma even says, well, it's a joke, roast pork. It's actually potatoes wrapped in bacon. And the woman's like, are you trying to mock us? We said I wanted a meat dish. Like, just leave now so I can close up this, you know, raggedy shop and open up my hotel, which will have amazing restaurants that will, overshadow yours, blah, 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 blah. And the smell just overtakes her. And he says, Soma says, dig in, try it. Like, if you are not satisfied, then yes, I will close our doors. And here's the thing about, what was his father's name? His father's name is Yoshiro. So Yoshiro and Soma's cooking, the thing about it is that it's so good, It is orgasmic, basically. And now people are like, how is that even possible? If you question whether food can be orgasmic, then you probably haven't seen a white girl drinking Starbucks. That's all. And you think that is legitimately true. Just the other day, I took my wife to get Starbucks in the drive-thru. She grabbed her cup, she drinked it, and she let out, and I quote, this very uncomfortable, just sound escaped her mouth. And I was like, huh, okay. Now Food Wars totally makes sense. Then I just feel like that is basically what it is. And you see that the aroma, the flavor, everything is just completely messing up this woman. Her whole body starts to twitch. She closes her legs inward. It is very perverted in this way. And, Soma says, oh, well, do you want to know my secret? And he explains how he made it. And I just want to know. I did show in the manga chat that I actually was kind of inspired to cook. I made spicy tilapia with brown rice after this. It was super good. It was something that I randomly created. I put in some random seasonings and condiments on top of, marinating the tilapia. Nothing I had tried before, and it was pretty good. This, I want to know if anybody has made the joke roast pork. I just want to know, because it sounds too good to be true. And I'm almost tempted to ask my wife if she would be willing to try to make it, because she loves mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms, but this looks really good. So maybe I'll try to convince her. So this woman, this realtor, this businesswoman, however you want to explain it, she actually goes in for a second bite, and Soma says, no, you dirtied our name. No, I'm not going to let you eat food here. So, man, what a total waste. Gotta have to throw it away. And she's like, because I think Soma said right before that was, swear to me that you'll never come after our restaurant again. And she says no. And that's when he says, oh, what a waste. Guess I'll have to throw it away. And she goes, wait, no, please. I swear. I want more, please. And then her and her business partners all take a bite. And 36 and 37 give you a full glimpse at what this book is really going to be. Super orgasmic. And I said, I had to look around in my empty apartment to make sure nobody was watching me while I read this thing. Now, these are adults. I can understand why it's showing me this. I have very questioning other things later on. Soma is 15. He's a middle schooler going into high school. The girl that said that eating squid with peanut butter felt like she was being molested, I would be shocked if she wasn't his own age. So I felt a little weird seeing this 15-year-old girl being somewhat molested with her clothes on, didn't show any nudity, with freaking a squid. Now, I want to know, how is it that this book is able to be on the Shonen Jump app, but Ayakashi Triangle is not able to? That's what I want to know. Ayakashi Triangle is unable to be on the app because they consider it a little too perverted, and yet I read about food and I see more naked women and men than I do in that book. I don't know. It's questionable, Shonen Jump. Very, very questionable. But I digress, because they are complete. They basically orgasm so much that they knock themselves out. Basically, just, basically right after sex. Everybody needs that like cigarette. They're at that point, but just can't even get up out of bed, basically. This was all to fight for the honor of keeping the restaurant open. And his father comes in, you know, while Soma is cleaning up the sign. And he's like, hey, just so you know, I'm thinking about closing up for about 2 or 3 years. And he's like, are you freaking kidding me? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to apologize to our regulars. He's like, no, you're going to have to apologize to me first. Like, what is going on? And he, you know, his father asks him, like, what are you wanting to do with your life? You know, it's time to leave the nest, go out there and make something of your own. And so we see several weeks later, he is attempting to go into this highly critically acclaimed school that his dad keeps on talking about. And Soma is very arrogant. He's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, why would I ever want to do this? Like, I've been in the restaurant for like 12 years. I already know how to cook. I don't know why I'm going to school here. And while he's on the phone with his dad talking about all this, there's kids like just screaming at the top of their lungs, like, oh my God, I can't believe I failed, blah, blah, blah. There's an old man that's like willing to try and donate 1 or 2 million yen to the school as long as his son doesn't get expelled. And so someone's like, oh my God, why is everybody freaking out? And his dad's like, oh yeah, by the way, I forgot to tell you. This school has a graduation rate of less than 10%. And he's like, oh my God, this is Soma. It's like, oh my God, are you freaking kidding me? I was not expecting this. And that's when we get a glimpse of what his father is doing. And he's actually cooking for a friend that is in New York. And he is, you know, we get all the Americanized people that are, you know, in love with his food. He actually, I think it's a Buddhist or a monk or something, actually quits his fasting just to eat his food. And I think it's super hilarious. And it's so funny because while he is talking to Soma, he is grilling squid. And it doesn't show it here, but it does show it in the manga or in the anime, that his dad also, at a time, created a really nasty type of dish, just like the squid and peanut butter. He tried anchovies with strawberry jam. And the reason why they love to do it, and they'll explain it more later, is because they want to try every avenue. They're not afraid to explore their cooking, which I think is kind of cool, you know? You don't know what works best if you don't know what it works the worst, you know? Soma does end up like hanging up on him. And the reason why it says, he ends up saying, hey, if you can't do, you know, make it in the school, there's no way you're going to beat me in cooking. And Soma sees that as a challenge, and so he hangs up. And before, you know, of course, he could say anything, he ends up saying out loud, he says, Soma, there's a trick to become a great chef. That trick is to find someone who makes you want to give her... That trick is finding someone who makes you want to give her the best food you've ever made. And you kind of see a picture that was inside the family restaurant, with, of course, his father, Soma, and then the mother. You can't really see her face because of the glimmer of light hitting the picture. But it's nice. It's sentimental. And like the very next page, you see this girl in a schoolgirl outfit, and the giant words just say, disgusting. And we go up into chapter 2. I think it's a tease of who Soma will eventually find as a love interest. I do not know. I'm just making a guess here. I can kind of see what her appeal is from possibly a cook, because she has this thing called the divine tongue. Now, in the anime, they translate it to the god tongue, which is, I think, hilarious. And she has a weird way of explaining how things taste. The very first thing we see is she is drinking some sort of soup. And she takes a sip. She imagines herself like in a sauna and taking a bath. But then a gorilla is there. And so she slams the soup on top of the guy's head. And this is utterly disgusting. How could you do this to me? I understand that you're wanting to get investments from this and blah, blah, blah. But you are the worst cook, basically. Super, super. This is the Dave Ramsey of this school, basically. And an assistant of hers basically says, hey, they're leaving you in charge of exams today. And she's like, huh, that's very weird. I guess being a part of the council means I'll occasionally handle this sort of duty from now on. We do end up seeing Soma bump into a whole bunch of kids who are trying to enter this entrance exam. And he does run into one individual person that's just sitting on a bench or whatever. And they get to talking, and Soma lets out that he is, you know, just a low-end family restaurant, you know, kid. And this pretentious, stupid rich boy, you know, basically just calls Soma scum and, you know, just says all of this nasty stuff. And Soma's like, how dare you say anything about our food even after, like, you haven't even tried anything yet. And, you know, that kind of gets the attention of other people. They're kind of talking, whispering, blah, blah, blah. But we do get this woman. Her name is Erina. E-R-I-N-A. I should have looked up how to pronounce this before I jumped on to the recording. It is Erina Nakiri, and she is the one that has the divine tongue. And instead of having like this bombastic entrance exam or whatever, she tells her assistant to get the cart or the ingredient counter. She picks up an egg and says, you will make a dish with the main ingredient being egg. And she says, for the next 1 minute only, I will accept all withdrawals from the test without question. And then everyone just runs out in horror to get out of the exam. And even Soma stops the guy who was bad-mouthing him in the beginning. And he's like, hey, what's going on here? Like, why is everybody freaking out? And he's like, are you freaking kidding me? You don't know who that person is? She is the most refined. She has the most refined palate known to man. She has the divine tongue. And it's so hilarious because in the anime, it actually shows, it explains that she does have this divine tongue and that her first words were, it lacks taste. And you see it because it's her mother breastfeeding her. And this child, this baby, just like stops feeding off of her and says, it lacks taste. And I just thought that was hilarious. Don't know why. But, you know, everybody fears her because she has like all of this power. And, you know, as this person who has the divine tongue, like everybody tries to satisfy her palate. That's the only way you are known as, you know, a good cook, a good chef. And, you know, she assumes that everybody has left. So she's like, oh, that opens up my schedule. Might as well go work on my, you know, new recipe. And all of a sudden, Soma's like, hey, so we can make anything, right? Like, that's all we have to do is just make anything as long as it involves eggs. She is very, like, taken aback that there's somebody still there. And she's like, yeah, fine. Yeah, make whatever you want. And so he ends up cooking. And she gets a whiff of this smell, right? And she's like, what is it? What could it be that's in this this giant pot that he's cooking? And she's like, hey, what are you making? And he's like, oh, wait, you've been watching me this entire time and you still don't know what I'm making? And you call yourself like such a great cook? And so she kind of gets like pissed off. She's like, hey, I'm asking you, what are you making that is worth my time and my tongue? and he calls it Yukira's family restaurant's secret menu item number 8. And she's like, oh my gosh, what is that? And he says, furikake rice. And I don't know if I said that right. It actually sounds like I said something dirty. But he calls it furikake rice. And it has an asterisk to it. It says it's seaweed, sesame seeds, and other seasonings sprinkled over rice, often sold in inexpensive packets. And so even freaking, oh my gosh, I can't remember any names, guys. Jesus. Erina. You know what? That's what I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her Erin. That's going to be the easiest way for me to remember. Erin, she basically is like, are you freaking kidding me? You're making me peasant food, basically. That's basically what she, like, she doesn't say peasant food, but that's basically what she means by it. And so he's like, hey, it's not any type of rice. It's morphing furikake rice. And she's like, well, what does that mean? And I think it's pretty cool. Like, honestly, the way he ends up explaining it here in chapter 3, like, you see it, it's normal. She's kind of like, what would you say, very offended that it looks so normal. And she's like, I'm not wasting my time. And he's like, oh, wait, you missed the best part of it. It's best prepared when it's poured over piping hot rice, which is the thing that he was looking at was, or what that she was looking at was just the egg. And he turns it over and there's like these gelatin cubes. And we find out that it is, what is it exactly? It's, they melt and they're coated with egg curds. It's the chicken. So the chicken was basically melted into the egg curds. And this is all black and white, but it looks delicious. And even the idea of like just thinking about it sounds really freaking good. And again, they share the recipe in this book at the very end. But Erin ends up tasting it, and you kind of see her, not even before she even takes a bite, she gets just the smell. And she has this like weird, like, again, perverted thought of like how it is. It's like she's in heaven and all of these angels are trying to take away her clothing. It's awkward. It's super awkward. I believe Erin is also 15, maybe 16 in here. I actually think she is a little bit older. I think she's 16. And she takes a bite and she actually likes it. You can totally tell that she likes it. But Soma is kind of being ignorant and kind of arrogant to how well he thinks he is cooking. And so when you see all the kids like crying outside about like, oh, I didn't make it. I'm so sorry. I want to go home, talking to other parents. This guy that was making fun of him before, he sees Soma. He's like, oh my gosh, no, you can't tell me you actually passed. And he's like, nope, I failed. And you don't actually get to see her say it until after he said he failed outside. It kind of goes back and shows him like what happened earlier. And she calls it disgusting and says that it was a waste of time. And she kind of like the way she is like her bodily language, her body language shown here in the book shows that she was probably really enjoying it. And just because of her ego, couldn't let him pass. So she said no. But in chapter 4, we see that she is there at this ceremony of high school students, first year's entrance exam ceremony. And we see this man named Senzaemon Nakiri, which I believe is her... Is it her grandfather? or her father. I cannot remember. Gosh. I want to say it's her grandfather. Gosh, I can't tell. I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back. I'll have to go back and like read it fully. But of course, she is related to him. And there's just like this big ceremony just basically saying, hey, by the way, 99% of you are just nothing but common rocks. But your sole existence is to grind and perfect the 1% who are the diamonds. And I'm like, fuck, that is super harsh. That is super harsh to know, like, that somebody thinks of you as just a dirty rock that will perfect a diamond. I would like to think that I'm probably a dirty rock that is perfecting my wife, probably, when it comes to the people that are that I interact with daily. Right now, my wife is the only person that I interact with daily. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could go to a school to just be like, hey, you're shit, but you're going to help other people not be shit. And I'm like, well, at least I'm good for something, I guess. But then it gets into some internal dialogue. And of course, Erin is there and she is very self-confident in the way she does things. And she overhears that there is somebody who is a keynote speaker who is going to be addressing everybody, all the students. And it's in fact Soma. Soma somehow was able to pull this off. And Erin is like, are you freaking kidding me? It's him? How is that even possible? I denied him. Like, that is not possible. He should not be here. And she confronts him afterward. And he basically tells everybody, like, hey, so I'm going to be taking the top spot. Just so you all know, you're all crap. I have, you know, been doing this for 12 years of my life. Y'all are just attempting to do this. I'm the only one that's deserving, is basically what he tells the crowd. Everybody hates him for it. Everybody's yelling at him, calling him a jerk and all this other stuff. And Erin comes in, you know, after he's done with his speech, and she confronts him. He's like, hey, why are you here? You don't deserve to be here. You are the inferior one. And he's like, well, I got the invitation, you know, in the mail. I got the acceptance letter. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm sorry. And basically, he thinks that it's her. He thinks, oh, you're the one that did this. So stop trying to play coy with me. Stop trying to play this off that it wasn't you. And we end up finding out that it was actually her, like I said, father or grandfather. I can't remember exactly who he is related to her as far as related. And he was the one that found this rice in the kitchen. And he took a piece of it and ate it. And he immediately crumpled up the fail application and he passed him. So I thought that was really, really funny. And we get a small glimpse of the friends that we saw in the very beginning of the volume. And the girl who had once, Megumi is her name, is, you know, kind of sad that Soma is actually at a different school. Oh, no, sorry. Megumi is a last place examinee that actually was able to get into the school. That's what it was. We're not there yet. Well, I'm thinking about the very end of the volume. So Megumi is a last place examinee who entered the school, and she is very determined to, you know, make herself known as a good cook. Here at the end of chapter 4, we do see the recipe for the aspic and egg curds furikake rice. So I'm excited to try to attempt that. I don't know if I want to try to, like, maybe have a YouTube video of, like, how to make these things. I think I would want to try to perfect it and then make a video. And then, like, maybe do all the bloopers at the very end. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. But chapter 5 is basically about Megumi's experience with Soma at the school. We see basically that she is a very good cook in her village. And it basically took the encouragement of the entire village and possibly money of the like a collective pool to get her here. And she's having trouble staying afloat. She's failing a lot of her classes. And if she makes one more failing grade, she's out. But she ends up getting partnered with Soma, even though she doesn't want to. And there is a very like high praised chef that ends up being their professor in this class. His name is, what is his name? His name is, shoot. How is, Mr. Roland Chapelle is his name. Apparently he is like always moody. He's a French chef. And he gives them this dish, this plate that they have to finish within 2 hours. And they end up messing up on something. But of course, Soma, being the every so resourceful one, is able to cook up something pretty cool in my mind. And even kids that are like not really... Like, it's so weird because we don't have something like My Hero Academia where we have a whole bunch of students that we're following. We're just following these two at the start. And so when we get these side character kids, they all seem like douchebags. And that may not be the case, but that's how they're being portrayed. And they think of Soma as an arrogant guy. So they kind of wish that he is going to fail. And they're kind of convinced that he will. But Soma actually, like I said, is very resourceful. And he gives a dish to this professor, and even Megumi takes a taste of it. And to them, it is like they are being drowned in honey, which I think is hilarious. And Soma explains, oh, well, because of this, because we accidentally left the lid on, or we left the lid off to make sure that we did the we got the consistent see of, you know, having it heated and all this, I added honey to it. And so that's why they had that taste. So the teacher actually really, really enjoys it. And the kids that were making fun of them actually were not paying attention to their own cooking. And they ruined their dish and they got an E. They failed. But yeah, that is chapter 5. And like I said, the other two stories that are in here, they have the alternative chapter, like 1/chapter 2 that's in there, which I actually enjoyed a little bit more. It was almost like a cook-off battle to have his entry, which I think is really, really cool. And then the bonus story was about the friend at the end or at the beginning of the volume, which her name was Mayumi. That was her name. And we get a small little story, basically how she is kind of saddened that Soma will not be there to open up the restaurant. And she does admit that she kind of liked the taste of the squid and peanut butter. So it was a cute little story at the very end. Overall, I love the premise of this. It's a little awkward with the pervertedness, especially since they are all in high school, kind of makes you it reminds me of not so like creepy pervertedness of what's his name in My Hero. But yeah, I still love this. I am going to continue it on. I think more so because I am a fatty and I love food. So I think I'll continue on. Like if it interests me more, and I've seen a whole bunch of characters that the guys over at the manga chat have posted, and I'm like, oh, that character looks cool. I want to know more about them, and so I want to get to that point. But I think I really enjoy Soma as a character. He's confident and arrogant, but he also knows like that there are some dishes that will not be amazing, but at least he tried to make something. And creativity in the cooking world for him is good no matter what other people think, because you're trying to take the next step of you know, cooking, which I think is very, very cool. And I think I can enjoy that very, very much. So thank you guys so much for making it this far. Next week is a book that I have technically never read, but it's a story that I know very, 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 very well. Next week and the last week of every month from here on out, I will be having a volume review for Full Metal Alchemist. I saw these really cool hardcovers for each volume. I went ahead and picked up the first two. I will continue to order them here on out. So I am very, very excited to get those and start reading them. But the next episode you guys should be hearing is the digital first. And if not, it will be the Saturday show, of course, that is regular here at Fanboy Comics Podcast. Thank you again. Please, if you have any requests, if you have any insight on my reviewing, if you have any badmouth reviews, I will take those as well. Find me at fanboycomicspodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at fanboyclay. And yeah, just let me know. And I could possibly read it on the show. So with that, guys, thank you so much. And I will see you guys next time.